Abbas was a wealthy spice merchant. And on the side, he did some financing. You know, he was a financier and he was a spice merchant. And when he converted to Islam, there were lots of people that owed him money. He had lots of people that he had loaned money to. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihi al-kareem wa ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for tuning in. And, you know, there is sweet sorrow in departure. There is sweet sorrow in finishing. This has been an extremely impactful series for me, being able to, you know, reacquaint myself with some of these illustrious, you know, personages, you know, in the family of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and then being able to share just a few sketches, a few vignettes, you know, about their lives and demographic details. It's really been uplifting and really enriching. But this is the last video. And it's interesting that we're ending with someone whose example I think is really relevant to us. I think is really relatable to us. We're ending with the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Al-Abbas. You know, interestingly enough, the name Abbas, it refers to someone who frowns, right? You know, Abbas wa tawalla, he frowned and he pivoted or he turned. Al-Abbas refers to, you know, being of a strange kind of disposition, but the Arabs regarded that as something cute when you named your children, you know, something like that. Abbas is, you know, an interesting figure in that even though he was close to the Prophet alayhi wasalam, and, you know, had great affinity for the Prophet ﷺ, he converted, you know, 20 years almost after his wife, who was Lubaba ibn al-Haritha, or bint al-Haritha, you know. So you had someone, I think it reminds us that hidayah or guidance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's not simply that a person is close to the Prophet ﷺ or, you know, Abu Talib was very close to the Prophet ﷺ. Abbas was certainly close to the Prophet ﷺ. But his wife accepted Islam long before he did. And, you know, just about Lubaba bint Haritha, she actually heard Abu Jahl insulting the Prophet ﷺ and she attacked him. You know, that's one of those stories. You know, when I was studying Sirah, I never forgot that, you know, she attacked him. You know what I mean? But Abbas was a wealthy spice merchant. And on the side, he did some financing. You know, he was a financier and he was a spice merchant. And when he converted to Islam, there were lots of people that owed him money. He had lots of people that he had loaned money to. Kind of, I mean, I'm using a more gentle term and saying financing. You know, it might be correct to call it loan sharking. You know, giving some, you know, loans that might have been considered usurious or predatory. And the Prophet ﷺ told him of the prohibition of riba. And he initially said, okay, well, let me, you know, remit the interest, but I still need the principal. Right? I'll remit the interest, but I need the principal. Right? You know, like, okay, I'm Muslim now, and I can't collect the interest, but I still do need the principal. And the Prophet ﷺ gently and beautifully said, that's fine. If you want to remit the interest and accept the principal, you're within your right to do that. And then he on his own decided, no, I'm going to remit the interest and remit the principal. And I always think about that when I think about Abbas. I remit the interest and I remit the principal. And, you know, I think it's important to remember that there is always a ways that we can go up in terms of ihsan. You know, some people talk about the five pillars of Islam or just the avoidance of the major muharramat or just like these exhaust the moral possibilities of Muslims. No. After you do what is required of you, in Abbas's, radiallahu anhu, in his case, you know, remitting the interest, okay, you don't have to pay me interest. Then if you want to get close to Allah, then you do things that aren't exactly required of you, but that you do just to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Abbas has the interesting historical fortune of being greatly overshadowed by his son, Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma. He had two sons, Abdullah and Fadl. In fact, he had many sons, but Abdullah and Fadl are the, you know, he had 15 children. You know, Abbas had 15 children, you know, which is, shouldn't be surprising, you know. Plentiful risk, lots of kids. But Abbas had 15 children. The most prominently known of them are Abdullah and Fadl ibn Abbas. So Abdullah ibn Abbas, tarjuman al-Quran, hibr al-Ummah, right? The principal interpreter of the Quran, the rabbi of this Ummah, right? He's the son of Abbas. And then Fadl ibn Abbas, who was a younger brother to Abdullah, but very interesting, just brief, you know, story about Fadl. He was the young man who was seated on the camel with the Prophet ﷺ when he was showing the manasik of Hajj, when he was showing people how to make Hajj. And it's reported that a beautiful young woman came to ask a question, and Fadl just couldn't keep his eyes off of her. He looked at her. And the Prophet ﷺ took his chin and just turned it from her. And Fadl looked at her again. And the Prophet ﷺ took his chin and just turned it from her. Afterwards, some of the people commenting on the manasik of Hajj, they said, Ya Rasulullah, we saw that the young man that was sitting with you, you were turning his chin like this. Is that a part of the Hajj? And the Prophet ﷺ said, no. There were just two young people, and I didn't want shaitan to come between them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? So, the family of the Prophet ﷺ, these are illustrious personalities. We all should take personal initiative to learn about them, to talk about them, to teach our children about them. We should at the very least be as acquainted with the Prophet ﷺ as we are with our favorite athletes, as we are with our favorite artists, that we should know, you know, some of the intimate, personal relatives of the Prophet ﷺ. It has been an honor for me to record these, albeit short, but I hope, you know, useful videos and messages. And if you found any benefit or if you appreciate it at all, you know, what we've attempted to do in this series, be sure to inform the brothers who worked unseen and indefatigably behind the scenes to put this together and to give us this opportunity. I'm really happy that I was able to participate. If I've said anything wrong, it was from myself. And from my, you know, carelessness, my taqsir. And if there's any benefit or anything correct that has been offered or anything helps anyone or touches anyone, it was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He's honored us by allowing us to do this work. So support Miftah in your charitable giving. And remember us in your dua, inshallah. Jazakum Allahu khayr. Wassalamu alaikum.